from Rosie Thoughts, and I know I have not posted in a good while, and I'm sorry if you hear noise in the background. I'm in my apartment, and I'm moving things around, and I'm trying to paint nails for my not so much of a roommate yet roommate, but she's been here with me helping me with my dog and emotional issues. So I have her here helping me out, and we have Pitch Perfect playing in the background. I have a beer in the background, as well as finishing painting the fake nails that I'm going to later super glue on her.
But yes, thank you so much for coming back again for Rosie Thoughts. And I just wanted to touch base. So for anyone that has been dealing with all of their bipolar depression issues and bipolar anxiety issues, I'm only out about it here on Anchor, and mine have been getting really bad. I have been taking my medication. It is generic Lexapro. I'm on 20 milligrams a day now. It used to be 10, and I am on 20 milligrams a day now. And it was really hard for me to get back into taking pills every single fucking day, right? So I do it every day before bed. Today I am skipping that pill because I decided to drink, so I'm not going to be taking my medication. But the fact that I've been taking the medication, because I had to restart it again 3 weeks ago, so I've been taking the medication for about 2.5 weeks, and it's the 20 milligrams. And honestly, I gotta say, like, I'm doing well, except for the fact that my brain keeps going back to childhood traumas, as well as being super, super on edge about what I should be letting into my life, as well as the fact that I'm a fucking empath. And I would like to deny the fact that I'm an empath, because I don't want to be that type of special person who is, you know, really well identified with people's emotions. But I fucking am, and I might as well just embrace it, because I can fucking tell when things are gonna go wrong. I can tell when you're not supposed to trust a person. I can tell when that person just needs help. I can tell when a person is just, you know, just in need of a fucking hug, if that person needs a damn hug. And honestly, I gotta say, like, it's not nice to know when a person needs a hug and you can't hug them. It sucks so much. Like, if you can feel their pain, can you imagine your own pain? Like, it's just that much more volumized for you. And I guess that's my point of this podcast today, is the maximum feeling of things. And I'm gonna lower this just in case it's a little too loud for you all. I do have the speaker a little loud in the background, but for those of us that are struggling mentally, and on top of that you're a fucking empath, like, it's not fun. It is not fun at all. But there are things that can get you out of your mind, and that is when you do things that involve a lot of detail. Like, I've noticed that if things take up a lot of detail, then they won't be your fucking mind blockage, in a sense. Like, if they're not in your mind blockage, you don't have to worry about it, you know? So when things take a lot of detail, then that involves a good amount of attention. So your attention isn't on anything else other than that one thing that you need to have your attention on. So whenever you're struggling, go
go and do something that involves a lot of your attention. Play with your dog. Paint a new nail set. Trim your lawn. Trim your bushes. Trim your personal human bush. That takes a lot of time. I'm so sorry. But it is true. Like, just for a person that's like me, that's all I can advise. Go and find something that's going to take a good amount of your time and that'll help you. That'll help you. Because your brain won't be focused on whatever you're already freaking out about or anxious about. And that's what I'm doing right now. So I'm currently doing my podcast and I'm painting nails at the same time because it relaxes me. It relaxes me because I'm doing something that's hoping to come out really pretty. And I can just focus on that. The fact that I'm doing something that's supposed to come out really pretty. And that's all I'm focusing on. So that's literally my only advice, is just do something that your brain can focus on that you want to perfect, whether it be knitting something new, perfecting how to make a new drink in the kitchen, perfecting how to make a new meal. My God, let me mention that to you. So I started this keto diet with my friend, right? My soon-to-be roommate. And it's going so well that I'm obsessed with us not having a cheat day. I only let her have our cheat day on Saturday, which is today, because we're doing so good on keto, because the vegetables are doing well, and the way she seasons vegetables is so good. So I tell her, like, girlfriend, why are you trying to ruin this for us? Like, we're doing so good. And her seasoning strategies are amazing. They're amazing. I don't know how she's doing it, but she's doing it. And she's doing it for both of us. So I told her she couldn't ruin that. I wasn't going to let her ruin that. So I lost right about 2 pounds, 2 to 3 pounds. And that's just what, like, in the week, right? I've lost 2 to 3 pounds in the week. And so has she. And that's because we're both, you know, doing this type of diet where it doesn't take a lot of food away from you, but you substitute everything for gluten-free. So just gluten-free your life. If you'd like to lose some weight, gluten-free your life, eat a lot of chicken, and lose all the carbs. And let me tell you, there's a lot of food out there that does not have carbs, and seasonings that do not have carbs. And if you mix those vegetables with the seasonings, it's perfect. Did I say fruits? I meant vegetables. If you mix those vegetables with those seasonings, oof, it's so good. And let me tell you, God damn it, what is that fucking sauce that we use? Soy sauce. Oh my God, I forgot about that. So soy sauce doesn't have a lot of carbs. And you could use soy sauce to color and also flavor your vegetables. My God, if you put some soy sauce and cook it with some sesame oil, put some garlic, cumin, salt, pepper in those fucking veggies, it will come out tasting amazing. As well, if you want to mix some lemon pepper with Italian seasoning into that little bunch, do it. It's gonna taste great. That's what my new soon-to-be roommate has taught me. She's been taking care of my dog and takes care of my lunch whenever I need to come to lunch. So yeah, a lot of things are happening and it's really, really good. But on top of everything, she is keeping my weight down, as well as keeping my dog healthy, as well as myself healthy. But none of us expected that. We didn't expect this keto diet to turn into such a great fucking thing, and it really has. So on top of the mental instability, I have all of this fucking diet stuff. So I'm sorry if I went off, but it's possible keep yourself updated with all that. And if you ever need any motivation, please click on my name. Send me a message. Let's become friends. Sorry about that. That was the little lamp in the background for the gel nail polish. But like I said, if you're in the San Antonio area, please do not fret to click on my name and just message me. The email shoots to my email. I do actually check my emails. Email me. My email is right there. Just email me or send me a message through Anchor. I'm here for you all because I do care for everyone like that. I'm just that type of fucking person. I care for everyone because that's just the way I am. I care for everyone. Reach out to me. If I can't reach out to you, reach out to me. I am not able to provide a lot for you, but I'm at least able to provide some feedback. And if you're near me, I'll fucking go pick you up just so we can have a beer together. You know? Or anything else. Reach out. Don't be afraid. I'm really chill. I'm cool. And I'm willing to listen. So don't be afraid and reach out. No matter if you live in San Antonio or not, reach out to me. Rosy thoughts, y'all. Rosy thoughts as in rosy thoughts. Colored, filtered through rose-colored glasses thoughts. You don't see the red flags, but the red flags see you. That's exactly what rosy thoughts means. Just in case y'all hadn't gotten it. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you really need to reach out, just reach out to me. I'm here. Thank you so much. Have a good night.